Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you don't exactly know what it means. Actually, Mike, because I spoiled it. What is that going on over here? Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. Normally, we have a Monday show, just the two of us, but not really a lot going on this weekend. And we were mostly just going to review the SmackDown show. And he also had something else that he wanted to talk about. Or I wanted him to talk about it. So he's going to join us today on this show instead. It'll be myself, Filthy Tom Lawler, and Mike Sempervivi. Three-man booth for Wrestling Observer Live coming up after the break. And we got a lot to talk about. We have the SmackDown show, as noted. We have the Collision show, including, honestly, the more I think about it, this is one of the best angles AEW has ever shot. What they did at the end of that show on Saturday night with Will Hobbs was just incredible. And I don't know what they're going to do on Wednesday, but man, if ever there was a time to call some sort of audible or something, now's the time. So we can talk about that. Also got Raw tonight, the second week of Raw on Netflix. So if you watched last week's Raw on Netflix, well, according to Triple H, that was like a standalone show. And we're getting back to the real Raw this coming, well, tonight, actually. So it's going to be more episodic storytelling, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll see how the show does tonight on Netflix. Hopefully I can get this thing working on my iPad. It was quite the rigmarole last week. Also got new Saturday night's main event dates. We'll tell you about that. We got new title contenders in NXT after they shot angles at house shows. We got notes from the New Japan show this past weekend, Dynamite numbers, and plenty more. I got a lot to talk about. And two buddies. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler joining us. Nothing like a three-man booth on this show.
Why am I here?
I don't know. Why are you here?
Because
you're supposed to be here.
I could have the day off. Why is Tom here?
I mean, you could leave if you want, but like people like the three-man booth.
Do they?
I'm not your mother.
I think they actually enjoy the two-man booth with Mike and I better, but
I'm not leaving.
Why not?
Well, because I'm sure there's going to be a day this week where I'm not going to be here, so I'll need you guys. But if you want to take the day off, Mike, go for it. I'll need you later on. I think we can all add something to the show, right?
Yeah, I've got some
moves. Can you guys see how little preparation is done for this show? I don't even know if Mike knew Filthy was going to be here.
I didn't.
Well, there's always my Twitter you could have read, because I did tweet it out.
I don't follow you.
Get out of here. Do I follow you? I actually don't even know.
Yes.
I think I followed two people on Blue Sky. I followed Tara because she's the one that gave me the invite. And I followed Lance because he yelled at me, not because I hadn't. So other than that, nobody. I found out how much easier social media is when you don't actually follow anybody.
How about that? Yeah. Or use it at all. But that's the only place you're going to get Lance content, so...
I want to mention a couple of things before we get going. One is an old story, and that is, someone's got a weird buzz on their thing. Disconnect and reconnect, Mike. I just always presume it's you. I could be wrong. Let me listen. Oh, no. It's you, Tom. You disconnect and come back. Yep, it was Tom. God. Amazing. Mike, you back? Where's everybody? Mike? Tom? Should I just do like hours of dead air here on this program today? Is anybody back? Tom?
Yes.
It's still a little bit of a buzz. It'll be fine. After the break, reconnect your microphone. I think it's the mic cable. But don't do it now. Don't do it now. Do it later. Okay, anyway. While Mike is reconnecting... And yeah, I got an echo on Tom's and everything. This is the kind of thing that we should do like before the show went off the air if we were like a professional radio show, you know what I'm saying? It's not you, Mike. It's definitely Tom.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Now he's going to be fiddling with stuff. I'm going to turn this thing off. Tom, you try and fix yourself, okay? Me and Michael talk.
Sort yourself, son.
Yeah, sort yourself out, brother. So, Dynamite on Wednesday... I know people don't like to talk about ratings, but I like to talk about if there's like a big story, and this actually is a big story. So Dynamite did 615,000 viewers and a .17 in 18 to 49. Okay. So what does that mean? Well, I don't know exactly what it means because they're not going to give us numbers, but this show is now being simulcast on Max. Okay. And I believe strongly that there's, I would say, probably 200 to 250,000 people that are now watching on Max. And the fact that Dynamite did pretty much the exact same viewership and their 18 to 49 was only slightly down, I think that they have added a good 250,000 viewers that are now going to be watching every week. And it's the exact same thing that happened with Raw. Like, you know, the Raw numbers that they sent out, who knows what they all really mean. But if you look at the actual total universe for, like, the number of people that have access to Netflix as compared to the number of people that have access to the USA Network, I mean, it's almost, I mean, you can't even argue that they might have less on Netflix. I mean, they virtually for sure have more. So I think in the last week, both Raw, both WWE and AEW increased their viewership by at least a couple hundred thousand people. And I guess we're going to see what that means, but, you know, some of these guys, you know, these weirdos on Twitter, they're like, oh, they probably got, like, a viewer on Max. Bro, I mean, it's not just, like, I already switched to Max, and we got tons and tons of feedback from people that switched to Max. A lot of people prefer watching it on Max because it's better picture quality. If you're on the West Coast, there's literally no good reason to not watch it on Max because you can watch it live, which you can't do otherwise. Like, I can watch the show at 5 o'clock now as opposed to 8. So, I mean, the Dynamite viewership not going down, I mean, that tells me they got a lot of new viewers. So they need to take advantage of that, which means, you know, from here on out when they do those shows, it's like we need some video packages, we need some, you know, tell people the stories, act like you got new people watching, which is not one of their strengths, and try to take advantage of that. So there you go.
And
Hi, Tom. You there?
Yeah, I am back. One of the things that you didn't talk about, right, in this whole thing is, like, I switched over to Max as well. I also have YouTube TV, so I could watch it on TBS. I could watch it on TNT. But it's just cooler to watch it on Max.
Hey, I got...
It just is.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel young, you two? I mean, what is it?
It does, yeah. Yeah, there's more prestige to it.
I'm not going to doubt that they got more viewers on Max. I mean, surely they did. And they had a good rating for what they do. They've been under 600,000 so often that the fact that they were over 600,000 and you can count in the Max number, I mean, that's a good week for them. And I thought TV-wise, both Dynamite and Collision were very good this week as far as moving things along and moving things forward in a positive direction. But I do hesitate to say that 250,000 people, you think that they added that many people, but then again, I don't know how the breakdown of the demographics of Max work. It just seems to be that that's a little bit of a high number, especially because there's so many people that are saying that they switched over, and if that's the case, they probably would have been down in some demos or down overall as far as the rating.
Well, they are down in 18 to 49. Which makes sense because
that
I think, just like you said, a lot of younger people are going to choose.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, here's the thing. I would be fine watching it on YouTube TV, okay? Because the picture quality is pretty much exactly the same. YouTube TV will air in 1080p, 1080p 60 frames per second if it's filmed like that. But, like, Sling, for those of you that have Sling TV, Sling, it was 720p. So if you watch it on Max, you're automatically getting a much better picture. And the only complaint I've seen, and the other thing about YouTube TV is, when I watch on Max, they don't cut out the overrun. So I don't have to worry about that. They air the entire thing. The replay is up immediately with the entire show. And the only complaint I have seen, which I couldn't possibly care less about, is when they go to commercial, they don't do picture-in-picture on Max. And I've actually seen, like, you know, the AW sickos, they're angry they can't watch picture-in-picture during commercial. I'm like, dude, great. I just want to skip through those commercials as fast as I can. So I don't have any negative for Max compared to YouTube TV. And if I had Sling or some of these other services, you know, I've got a much better picture now, and there's a lot of benefits to switching.
Yeah. Well, they dragged another old man into the mix with me with Netflix, because I didn't use Netflix for anything. My wife would watch Stranger Things, I believe it is, but like I never had a use for Netflix really before, and watching WWE, apparently whatever we have, it's 4K, it's got no commercials, all that sort of stuff, and it was great. I can't complain at all about the presentation and everything that was done, so I mean, really, from a TV point of view, both of these companies to start 2025 are, you know, at least aesthetically looking fantastic.
And I will say that if you're going to sign up for Max, because I'm sure, I would suspect that the Australia show is going to be a live special on Max, free, if you have Max. They have three tiers, and like unless you're doing it for like movies or something like that, you don't need to get the 4K tier. Because neither WWE on Netflix nor AEW, nobody is broadcasting in 4K. Nobody's using 4K cameras. So you're just basically wasting your money. You can imagine it looks better because you got the 4K, but it doesn't. It's 1080p. So just get the middle tier and save yourself like $5.
This guy doesn't watch sports in 4K.
No, I'm saying if you want it for sports or movies or whatever, that's fine. But don't pay for the 4K for wrestling. Because nothing is broadcast in 4K, so you're wasting your money.
What about 8K?
You know, one of these days, they're going to get 4K cameras. WWE is going to do it first. They're going to invest in 4K. And it's going to look freaking awesome. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever.
Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Listen, I never said for sure it's 250,000, but here's the fact of the matter. They've added a lot of people because the TV number is the same, and we know for a fact that a lot of people are watching on Max. If you look at, like, when NFL runs on television and also simulcast on a streaming service, they do about 30% of the people choose to watch it on the streaming service. Same thing with WWE, Saturday Night's Main Event and Peacock. About 30% choose to watch it on streaming. So, what, AEW is like some aberration where 5% are going to watch on streaming? Like, it's probably around 20 to 30%, which is between 160,000 and, like, 240,000 new people. So, like, it doesn't even make mathematical sense for it to be, like, 25,000 people. I mean, yeah, I don't know if I believe the polls online, but like Dave talked about, there's a lot of polls online. Are you watching on Max or are you watching on TBS TNT? And like, according to the polls, the vast majority are watching on Max. That's probably not the case. I don't know why the polls are saying that. Cool. But like, the idea that nobody is choosing to watch on Max is ridiculous. We know people are. Everybody listening to this right now, if you have a friend that watches wrestling, you probably know somebody who chose to watch on Max. So the idea that it's like, oh, it's only probably 10,000 people or whatever. No, it's not. It's a substantial number of people. Thank you.
Yeah. And it looks, according to the stats, Max currently has over 110 million subscribers globally.
Yeah. Guys, so, do you look at the SmackDown numbers? Okay. What are the SmackDown numbers today as compared to when they were on Fox? It's 1.5 million versus 2.2 million. They didn't all of a sudden have, like, you know, 70,000 people decided never to watch SmackDown again when it was switched off Fox. It's because Fox is available in significantly more homes. And Max and Netflix are both available in significantly more homes. So just on the basis for that, you're adding, I don't know what the exact number is, but you're going to add, like, literally SmackDown moving from USA to Fox added 70,000 viewers every week. 70,000 for no other reason than 70,000 more people were able to watch it. So now we've gone from, you know, in Raw's case, the USA Network to Netflix, which is available to significantly more people. Max compared to TBS TNT. You're automatically going to add viewers and you're going to have people that switch over to watch it on that service. So anybody thinking that, like, nobody's watching this, I mean, stop. There's a lot of new people watching this. So take advantage of it. And you know how they take advantage of it?
How?
They don't beat Will Hobbs on Wednesday. Do you understand?
No. Yes.
Guys,
let's do it.
This is a serious question. Okay? If you want to know everything that happened, then what I want you to do is just, it's free right now on my Twitter at Brian Alvarez. Go to YouTube. You can see the rant I did yesterday about the end of, not even a rant. I freaking raved about it. The last angle on Collision was just, it was incredible. And so my question to everybody is, and I'm not talking about you nerds that hate everything. I'm talking about people that watch stuff and, like,
hey.
Not you, Tom. Has there been, I know people are going to think I'm crazy, but seriously here, has there been, when's the last time we had an angle this good in AEW? As far as, like, building up a match, getting a guy over, basically creating a top babyface, like, in one night, making you want to see the match in a title change. I mean, seriously, when's the last time we had an angle like this? What are the options?
Doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is it's been too long since it happened where we have to rack our brains and try to figure it out. What matters is the now. And the now is people want to cheer and support Powerhouse Hobbs. And you've put him into a tough position here, because it doesn't feel like he's going to win the AEW world title. It doesn't fit with what the Death Rider storyline is in AEW right now, which is why I'm vexed on why they are doing this match. But the fact that they're doing the match, okay, you can't beat him. I would actually consider putting the belt on him. I just don't think that they will. But boy, after watching him and seeing the crowd react to him, I would do it. And if you're not going to do it, you better have an out for him, and you better have a feud for him that he can get into next where he actually looks good and stays strong.
You've either got to do a DQ, a schmoz, 85,000 people run in, whatever.
Unsatisfying, though.
Listen, there's a way to do this right where he can win the title, okay? Now, granted, I know that Tony's probably got some long-term plans with Moxley.
Who cares?
But no, here's the thing. If you want to do that, fine. But Hobbs can beat this guy and have a 6 to 8 week run, and then you do some sort of, you know, anything goes match, and you do everything in the book. I mean, you have 5,000 heels run in, you like park a car on the guy, do last man standing, and you drop a car on him so he can't get the car off him. Like something where, you know, Mox gets the title back, but you're like, God, I mean, they did everything in their power. Like, that's what you need here.
Rampage Jackson talking about Roy Nelson. How do you get the moon off of you? You're going to need the moon to put
exactly
on powerhouse.
Exactly.
Hobbs.
The key is that I don't care if you take the title off him again in 6 weeks, but it cannot be with a Death Rider. It cannot be with like a paradigm shift or whatever.
No.
It's got to be like the building toppled over and landed on Hobbs, and he's dug himself 95% of the way out when the referee gets to 10.
I get it. It's okay? About the belt. If Moxley's storyline is so important with AEW, it can be on his personality. It can still be without the belt. They can still all want to get the belt because it signifies something. But for heaven's sakes, you can develop the Moxley story more and still get over Powerhouse Hobbs as this, like, new star, which you desperately need. Sorry.
Man, if he won that belt and then he took that briefcase and with his bare hands he just tore that Tal Halbertson apart and the belt came out.
Halliburton?
God.
You know what one of the most memorable...
That's what the stars like me used back in the day, the Halliburton.
One of the most memorable angles, moments of all time in WCW, and it didn't fit the storyline overall when you think about it.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
But it's when they pulled the trigger and Lex Luger racked that dirtball Hogan. They gave him the belt. They took it right off of him at Hog Wild, I believe, that weekend.
And see, that's the problem.
But that's what this reminds me of.
That's the problem. They took the belt off of him in like... the way they did it sucked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, both.
Rewatched all of those Nitros, and man, let me tell
you.
When that guy racked Hulk Hogan and won the title, and nobody thought he was going to win, like, it didn't make sense in the NWO storyline, but dude, he won that title, and that place, I mean... God.
I still come unglued when I watch it.
Yeah, and you know
what's
funny?
What a moment.
All I hear about Luger is like, you know, I always hear people say like Luger kept dropping the ball. Like he was always given the ball, but he always fumbled. Bro, I watched from 1995 through 2001 again. And bro, this guy didn't have a chance. Like every time he got over, it was like somebody would do something. He'd get the rug pulled out of him like over and over again. It was just like, I don't know, man.
And do you know why it worked for the moment that it worked? Is because when you have all these heavy heat, dark clouds around you, sometimes you need a burst of sunlight given to your fans to keep them going. Here's a fact in AEW. The Death Riders thing is dark. They're out there trying to kill people. Everything about even their baby faces, Copeland's cheating to win. Everything is very dark.
It's exactly like when Hogan was champion facing Luger.
And
yes, and what they should do is they should have this go down. They should have Copeland. They should have FTR. They should have all these guys come out. It's pure chaos. And at
lift
the end
up
of
Hobbs
it,
on their shoulders.
Well, at the end of it, Let's Hobbs plants it Moxley Let's, with that spine yeah. buster after a bunch of craziness goes on, and he gets the win. And like you said, you know, I don't think that's the end of the storyline. I think you're going to take it off of him in a few weeks.
Yes.
Because Darby Allin's going to go climb Mount Everest.
Hangman
and then come
Page,
back, but
your Darby Allin is gone as a lone wolf, and he was really never one anyway. Hangman Page has been that lone wolf, and he's actually explained himself a little bit on Collision as to why he is the way that he is, and I thought that was a good thing. But you know what? much like WCW had to fight off the NWO, Goldberg could operate in his own universe. And you can have an MJF and a Hobbs kind of operate in their own universes. You can't have everybody do that. That's been one of their biggest problems. But you can have those two guys do that while the rest of this Death Riders thing kind of encompasses everybody else. So everything, like multiple things can be done here.
I do got to say one thing, and that is that, you know, 2018 Vince and on, he's the worst. Absolutely sucked. I've said it before, if nothing had ever happened, no scandals, we still should have gotten rid of this guy. He's just useless. However,
people power.
However, there were times during his career where he was really good at this stuff, okay? And one of the things that Vince was willing to do was sometimes it was like, you know what? We got to strike while the iron is hot. And I watched the end of Collision, and then I just kept thinking about it all weekend, and it was like, you know what? This feels like that time. This feels like a big moment for AEW. Like
a paradigm shift.
You can strike Ooh. When the iron is hot this Wednesday. Like, you can do something people aren't expecting with like, you know, all people complain about is, oh, all these WWE guys coming in and this and that. This is a homegrown guy, you know? He's not a former WWE guy. He's not like a big lunk that can't do anything. Like, he's great. I mean, it just feels like this is it, dude. This is your moment, Tony!
And you know what? If you do it right, maybe by the time Wardlow gets back, you could have him built up and you could have those two collide with each other and have two homegrown talents that you didn't expect when you talked about your pillars actually be two guys that people are paying to see. Your guys built from your company.
SmackDown and more after the break. Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know who's a wise man?
Who's that?
Paul Heyman. Oh. Also Lance. He makes a good point here. That the polls would be high for who watched on Max because you're polling online about people who are streaming online. That's a good point. So.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is... Now, it's your time, Tom.
Oh.
Yes. We're going to see if you can get through a three-hour SmackDown in a 12-minute segment. It's actually 14 minutes, but I'm idiot-proofing it. Go ahead.
Woefully unprepared would be an understatement to get through it in this time period. However, we had SmackDown Live Friday night on USA. Joe Tessitore and Wade Barrett on commentary. This is Tessitore's first time on SmackDown, so... First time getting to hear him for an entire show, and I don't even know what to think.
Save Corey Graves.
Oh, I do miss.
I actually think Joe Tessitore is doing a good job. I do think it's ridiculous that Corey Graves has been moved to NXT, but apparently, like when the NFL season is over, I guess he's moving back. I don't know why. I don't know why he has to be there for that. Like, where's he moving back to? Like, I don't even understand. But anyway,
what
go
do you
ahead.
Mean? What That's do you what, mean?
Dave said that he is there until the end of the NFL season.
Yeah, when McAfee goes back.
No, McAfee would be around after the NFL season. He's gone during the NFL season.
Huh.
Yeah, he's there now. So I don't know. I have
what
no
does
idea.
What does Tessitore have to do with the NFL?
I'm not talking about Tessitore. I'm talking about Corey Graves.
Oh.
Anyways, yes. Paul Heyman came out, and Cody followed. Paul Heyman put him over, said he has earned the respect of Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns has the Ulafala back after Monday night's Raw, but now he wants that title back. He wants his belt back, and he is entering the Royal Rumble so that he can win and face Cody at WrestleMania. Cody grabs a mic. Crowd goes wild for him, but before he can say anything, Kevin Owens' voice cries out from the stands. They get into a fight in the crowd. And Fatu and Tama Tonga show up in the ring behind Paul Heyman. He cowers before the music of Jimmy Uso comes on. There's a brawl in the ring. Kenny from the Spirit Squad gets beat up. Cody makes his way back into the ring. He's all fired up. Him and Fatu go at it. Cody clotheslines him over the top. And that is the end of that segment. Actually, no. Is this where they made the match?
They made it later, I think. But the point is, I mean, this is so clearly a two-hour show that they stretched out to 3 hours. And if you remember when Raw went from 3 hours to two, I'm trying to be, like, positive here. When Raw went from 3 hours to two, like, the two-hour show sucked for, like, 3 weeks because they were trying to figure out how to do a three-hour show in 2 hours. And they did eventually figure it out. So while I cannot wait for this show to go back to 2 hours in June... I do think that in the next couple of weeks, it's probably going to be a more tolerable three-hour show.
Television professionals
as opposed
get
to this
no
one.
Sympathy for me, okay? The same way that AEW didn't get any over the fact that they can't format 2 hours properly, so we get an overrun because you never know when the fun stops. No, stop it. No, and the sweet spot, by the way, is still an hour and a half. I don't care what Triple H says.
Back from commercial.
An hour and a half.
Fatu got, he was in a fight with these security guards, and of all people, LA Knight runs in out of nowhere with a shoulder tackle, knocks Fatu straight out of the building, and then him and Nick Aldis, they can just not hold it in. They are both laughing, smiling, and Knight tells Aldis he's got a title to win. Yeah. They had Chelsea Green defend her title in a rematch from the U.S. Championship Tournament that ended at Saturday night's main event against Mishin, who she's been feuding with since this past summer for months and months and months. Piper Niven, of course, out there dressed like a Secret Service security guard. She tried to get involved a few times. Meechan hit that long back attack in the corner for two. And eventually, Piper took a swipe at Meechan, who then hit a cannonball off the apron. She then got up on the top rope, came off with a crossbody, but Chelsea rolled through the crossbody, held the tights, and pinned Meechan. Retain her title. We then had a replay of all the wackiness in the tag team division between Motor City Machine Guns, DIY, Pretty Deadly, Los Garzas. And it seems as if Aldis has set up a mini tournament of sorts to see who's going to get the next title shot. We had Los Garza take on Pretty Deadly. And in this match, at the end, Eldon Prince pulled the hair of Angel. Kit made the tag. He came in, but Electra Lopez pulled the referee, La Madrina. Santos pulled the ropes as Pretty Deadly were trying to use him. And Los Garza hit a double military press, falling backwards, slamming Eldon Prince into the mat and picking up the big win, getting revenge over Pretty Deadly in the tag team division and moving on to face the winner of another tag team match later on tonight. We then had the opening segment of the next top hour, LA Knight taking on Shinsuke Nakamura in a U.S. Championship title rematch. Knight came out, no entrance gear, no sunglasses, no pomp and circumstance. They talked about how focused he was. And these two, I think, thought these two had a pretty damn fine match with a horrific finish. But you could see it coming based on the earlier happenings between LA Knight and the Bloodline. Knight and Nakamura going back and forth. Nakamura had taken off the middle turnbuckle, tried to use it. He put Knight's head on the buckle, went for the Kinshasa, but missed. Knight hit the BFT, but before he can make the pin, Fatu and Tama Tonga showed up. They laid him out. Eventually, Cody and Jimmy Uso ran out for the save, and this is where they set up the main event for tonight, which is Cody and Jimmy Uso taking on the new Bloodline. There was a long Tiffany Stratton recap and video package, and then A-Town Down Under took on the Motor City Machine Guns in this mini tag title tournament. Things broke down at the end as all four men ended up in the ring. The Guns hit the Motor City Special, followed by a running kick and enziguri combo in the corner. They hit the Skull and Bones on Austin Theory and got the win. Then there was a segment between Pretty Deadly and DIY backstage where Pretty Deadly was asking DIY why they didn't help them out. They were supposed to scratch each other's backs. That's not happening. And Apollo Crews also showed up and told them, what else is not happening? They're not going to get those tag team titles.
What a job this guy's got.
I sense a Pretty Deadly turning on DIY here and challenging for those belts at the end of this.
And then they can go back to NXT.
Not fans? Not a fan?
Not on the main roster.
They haven't done much lately, I will say.
No, in fact, in that match with the Garzas and with Electra Lopez is another unit that probably should be back down in NXT as well.
Wow.
I hate to say it, but it's true. And look, Electra Lopez.
Mike don't like anybody.
She's on the main roster because what else could you do with her in NXT? And she's got a great look, but I mean, she's not exactly great, and unfortunately, they've blown it with the Garzas numerous times.
Well, we had a Tiffany Stratton segment where basically she just said it was Tiffy time. There was not much to this. Nia Jax came out. Naomi came out. Bianca came out. And it led to a
this
four-way
entire segment.
One
okay, this segment that Tom just recapped there went, I believe, I think it was like 13 or 14 minutes.
No.
Dude, I timed it last night on the Brian and Vinny show. The segment with all the women and the match was 17 minutes. I believe the entire thing went 33 minutes, I think, was the time. It was over 30 minutes, okay?
Saber and Umino thought it went too long.
So literally, it was at the very least 13 minutes and probably longer. It went on forever. And then this match went on absolutely forever.
Ever.
And it wasn't very good. And in storyline, this match was put together on the fly. And the main event was put together on the fly. So in storyline, Nick Aldis had only booked a 2-hour SmackDown. That's what happened.
Hey, old habits die hard.
I guess. He was trying to keep the show at 2 hours because he's the best GM.
Hard to figure out, you know.
Well, of course, in this match, they all tried to team up on Nia repeatedly. Candice LeRae eventually ran down. The tag champs teamed up on Bayley. Then it looked like they were going to fight. But Bianca, I thought this was pretty important. Bianca was not into this fight with Naomi. You could see Naomi look like she was ready for it. But Bianca's like, no. And she actually dove onto somebody else. This led to Candice getting involved. She has Bianca's hair. Bianca tries to get it back, but she inadvertently whips Naomi. Bianca tackles Nia over the announce desk.
Like she snatched it right off her head.
Bayley hits the rose plant on Naomi, and gets the win.
Okay, so granted, there were commercials and ring entrances and such, but the entire segment from the beginning of speaking to the end of the match was 33 minutes, which means that 16 of those minutes were either the promo setting it up or a commercial break.
Welcome to the TKO era.
3-hour SmackDown. Brutal.
They're using the UFC model of pacing where you get one match every 30 minutes here. We then had Jimmy Uso, Cody Rhodes taking on Tama Tonga, Jacob Fatu in the main event. Good action, as always, from these guys. I mean, Tama Tonga, he's great. Jacob Fatu, he's awesome. Jimmy Uso, phenomenal. Cody Rhodes, top dog. And there was some good stuff in here. They hit Jimmy and Cody hit a big Power and Glory style superplex that Jimmy finished with an Uso splash. Cody hit a big run-up off the top rope Cody cutter. And then KO ran out. Cody took off after him. They brawled to the back. This left Jimmy Uso alone. And Jimmy hit a spear and an Uso splash on Fatu. However, Fatu tagged himself in, bounced Jimmy's head off the table repeatedly, hit an impaler DDT, triple jump moonsault, and he pins Jimmy Uso to get the win. Backstage, KO and Cody are still fighting. They actually fight back into the arena quickly. They're battling atop a bunch of production crates in the crowd, and eventually Cody runs full speed, tackles Owens through some catering tables, and we go off the air. Thanks to our executive producers, Paul Levesque, and of course, Lee Fitting.
I was so excited for them that they finally got those graphics ready for the Netflix debut. You know, it took months to figure out how to get those graphics on the screen for Raw. It is a very, very difficult process.
Chiron's at that level,
to get
Brian.
Graphics.
Something else.
And, you know, it's funny because it took years for NXT to get graphics, too. It's just crazy. I'd never realized how hard it was to put graphics on the screen and the amount of preparation involved in that.
Preparation Triple H.
You know, we got Raw tonight. And very quickly before this break here, I'll tell you what's on the show because that's my job. Damian Priest, Finn Balor street fight. Chad Gable likely versus Penta, who WWE has put up all of his merchandise in WWE shop.
Are you sure it's him?
I mean, it has the words Penta on it. Lyra versus Dakota Kai, women's intercontinental title tournament finals. Sheamus versus Ludwig Kaiser, which should be a banger. We got CM Punk, Gunther, and Rhea Ripley all making appearances. Yeah, they put up all the merch today. And it's up there.
I hope it's like Veer. Where they just put up new merch every week.
But he never shows up.
He never shows up.
I hope Penta does show up. 12,536 tickets out for the show. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams.
According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I got breaking news.
What's that?
Bellator's dead.
Oh.
Muerte.
You heard it. You heard it from me first.
Uh-huh. You've done this before.
They're being folded into the PFL. Mm. Yeah.
Brian Alvarez.
Bellator is no more. That's a quote.
Hey, how about some news? How about some news for me? Speaking of promotions that have been.
Matt Riddle won the MLW title.
Well, that's true.
Thank you. You heard it here first.
One of the filthy bros. TNA Impact on NESN, the premier sports network in the world. How about that?
I thought that was a Nintendo system I played about 25 years ago.
Northeast Sports Network, Boston Bruins, all that sort of stuff. I heard they added 250,000 people.
Probably did. What do you think? I added no listeners when we went to Sports Byline for After Dark. Let me tell you, we did. You can't not.
Even with all those technical problems.
Well, I mean, they all turned the show off. I mean, actually, I don't even know. Maybe they listened to whatever was on. Yeah, there is an After Dark Wednesday, and we've had no problems on this show. So, man, if we cannot stay connected on Wednesday, something's up, dude.
Yes, we had no audio.
We had a problem right at the beginning.
I'm not even. No, we didn't. That was a problem on your end, but not the Byline end.
The you problem, Tom.
Byline could not stay connected for After Dark. We were booted off the air so many times we had to just give up. It was weird.
Ghost. It was that guy in the Max Headroom mask.
You hear me?
Wasn't it?
It was weird.
May have been. Flies, water, and all.
All right, everybody. We got to wrap it up. We're out of here. I'll be back later on tonight with Dave. Tomorrow with Mike. And Granny. And Sean. Actually, Sean won't be here tomorrow. It's the anniversary. But anyway, we got a lot coming up, everybody. Check out WrestlingObserver.com for more. You can subscribe to all of our shows at WrestlingObserver.com or Apple, YouTube, or Spotify. F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, F4WOnline.com/Spotify. Check them out. It's a fun time. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.